This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are going to find out why San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie's administration has terminated its contract with the Hospitality House's 6th Street Self-Help Center in San Francisco. Since 1967, Hospitality House has been providing opportunities and resources for personal growth and self-determination to unhoused people and neighborhood residents in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, 6th Street corridor, and mid-market area. The Hospitality House 6th Street Self-Help Center has been told by the mayor's office that it will close as of December 31st. Later today, residents, advocates, and community leaders will gather outside the center at 169 6th Street in San Francisco from 11 to 1 p.m. to make their opposition to the closure known and call on Mayor Lurie and the city of San Francisco to reconsider this decision. Joining us to talk about the closure and the efforts to reverse the mayor's decision is Joe Wilson, executive director of the Hospitality House. Joe arrived at Hospitality House in 1983 as a shelter resident. He started volunteering, then became a shelter manager. For the next 20 years, he worked in various leadership roles at other nonprofits and in labor unions before returning to Hospitality House as a policy advocate and now executive director. Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Rose. Thanks for having
us. Good morning. Thank you. We're also joined by Sherry Davis, Hospitality House's 6th Street Center Program Manager. Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Rose.
Nice to have you. And we're joined by Henry Karnilowitz, president of the SOMA Business Association. We reached out to Mayor Lurie's office to ask if someone from the office can join us. They said that no one could join us from the office, but they connected us with Henry. Hi, Henry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rose. Glad to be on here. And we'll go forward with this and see what happens. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So, Joe, for people who are not familiar with Hospitality House, can you tell us what you all do at the 6th Street Center Drop-In Center?
Well, yes. So Hospitality House, as you pointed out, was founded in 1967 in the spring of the Summer of Love by a group of community volunteers seeking to have more welcoming spaces, particularly for young people. During the emerging great gay rights and gay liberation movement, we were formed just 6 to 7 months after the Compton's cafeteria riots, and we've maintained solidarity with the gay and lesbian and transgender community for decades. We operate 6 programs, 5 locations, 4 different neighborhoods, 3 different neighborhoods. Including our emergency shelter, which is one of the city's oldest, but also one of the city's smallest emergency shelters, as you pointed out. I slept at the Hospitality House's shelter in 1983. We have a community arts program, which will soon be celebrating, along with us, in 2 years, the 60th anniversary of the community arts program, which is still the city's only free fine arts studio and gallery space for low-income and unhoused artists. It's a unique social enterprise in that artists keep 100% of the sales from proceeds, the proceeds from the sales of their artwork. We have an employment program, which we operate one of the city's 8 centralized job centers. Every year, 500 plus unhoused unemployed job seekers, come to us looking for work, connection with the workforce, and we get about 240-250 folks either connected to job training or full or part-time employment. We have a community building program which seeks to offer people positive options for engaging in their community. We have a trauma-informed leadership development project called Healing Organizing Leadership Development. And over the years, 5 of our board members have actually come through that leadership training program. And then we have the 2 self-help centers, one of the Tenderloin Self-Help Center, which was formed in 1985 or 86 out of a community engagement process to rebuild peer-based, community-based mental health services that had been dismantled during the Reagan era. And then ironically, the city asked us to replicate south of Market, what we've done in the Tenderloin, with the Tenderloin Self-Help Center, and we did that with the 6th Street Self-Help Center starting in 2008, I believe.
And so, Joe,
it's nearly a 20-year history.
Joe, can I just jump in because we have about eight minutes left and I want to make sure we get all the information out. When did you all learn that your contract was going to be terminated?
So in clarification, the contract itself has not been terminated. What we've been instructed to do is to close the 6th Street Self-Help Center and then relocate the staff elsewhere into our other programs. So we still have the contract with the Department of Public Health, yet, but we won't be able to operate the 6th Street Self-Help Center at its location. And frankly, the problem is that these resources are all community-based. The idea is to connect people in the communities where they are. And so you remove that asset, that program, that resource for people, then you have one fewer resource for people who are seeking those services, and conditions worsen, not improve.
So I'm just trying to get a sense of what the mayor's office told you exactly. Did they tell you you have to shut down the 6th Street Self-Help Center by December 31st?
Yes.
And was there a reason?
The reasons were vague. They like what we do. They just feel that it's no longer needed on 6th Street, which is not our experience. And Sherry can talk more about that in terms of what's needed on 6th Street. And frankly, most of the people who access the Self-Help Center on 6th Street are residents of SoMa. And so this notion that people are coming from all over the city, all over the country to get to 6th Street for its services is a false one. And we believe that there ought to be community resources in the community where people live.
Joe Wilson is executive director of Hospitality House. I'd also like to get Henry to comment here. Henry Karnilowicz is president of the SoMa Business Association. And Henry, we reached out to the mayor's office and they connected us with you. You were extensively quoted in a Mission Local article about the closure of the 6th Street Self-Help Center. And in the interview, you said that your organization has met with the mayor's office over the last year to express your concerns, especially what's going on outside of Hospitality House. Can you tell us a little bit about 6th Street and what concerns you about what is going on at Hospitality House?
I want to start off with, first of all, with redevelopment, because that's when I got involved quite heavily with South of Market, particularly 6th Street. I was on the advisory board with the redevelopment agency, and the whole idea was to revitalize 6th Street. And during this time, when they were around before its demise, we planted the palm trees, we redid the sidewalks. Through Urban Solutions, a vision that was created by redevelopment, we got business to move in, such as Miss Saigon, Jack Sino at the optometrist, and a few other ones along 6th Street. Once the demise of redevelopment, then it sort of seemed to go south. And for a while there, it goes, especially along Jesse Street and those areas around there, they were just packed with people camping all over the place. And it was not a nice scene for anybody. So we're not talking about just the people that are out in the street, but the businesses and everyone else out there. At Hospitality House, it has not been uncommon. I'd walk by there and there'd be a whole bunch of people hanging outside. I can't say for sure they're using drugs, but they'd be laying down there and doing stuff. And there was one occasion we got from one of our Filipino folks who said there was a senior Filipino lady she was walking by and someone out there apparently assaulted her. Anyway, the thing is, we really want to revitalize. You know, we don't want to keep getting this push and push and push from everywhere and into 6th Street, which is the entry into the city, for crying out loud. Don't we want to revitalize to make it great for everybody? As Joe just said, the city's not taking the money away. Give them another location where they can go to. Look, do you have to be right there next to where where the people are everywhere? It's like if I want to go where I live, you know, if I want to go to the hospital, Do I tell the city, hey, build a hospital next door to me? No, I go to the hospital where I need to get attention. Yes, they do a great job. It's true. I know people have gone through the program. But if the only way we're going to get sickly revitalized is by doing what the mayor is doing. When he first got elected, the first thing he did, he walked up and down 6th Street to move people away from sprawling all over the place and defecating. And all, I hate to use these words. You know, it's terrible.
Well, and it's such a... We have to have a longer conversation about this because there's so much to discuss here. There's concern. There's safety concerns. There's treating people with dignity and respect. And this is such an ongoing conversation in San Francisco and many parts of the country. Sherry, what are your thoughts about what Henry and other people in the area point out? I mean, this is an ongoing conversation that we have been having in San Francisco for so many years. Sherry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it is people everywhere, but also it's a lot of control around here. There has never been open drug use at Hospitality House, in front of Hospitality House at all, ever. Yes, people hang out. We're not open on the weekends, so a lot of times on the weekends, they get a lot of people that gather us on the weekends. When we are open, we have events. We activate the sidewalks. We bring people together. We build relationships with the community members who live in SROs. Some of the folks that hang out are neighbors. They live upstairs in the hotel. And so they have company, right? They bring their company and invite them to events when they come. But for the most part, we help people and we make sure that they stay safe. They can come in and use the restrooms. It's the only public bathrooms on the South Market here. Charging the phones, seeing the therapist, going to therapy groups, case management, housing, right? Stabilization, right? We have, you know, a various of things that happens here at this location here, you know, on 6th Street, and it's like, I hear the word vitalizing. It's more, to me, it's just a better word of gentrification. I just want to say that.
Sharing, moving people away is like,
he had the opportunity, you had the hub. When you had the hub, if it was working, why would you take it out? Why would you move it?
So, Sherry, if this 6th Street Self-Help Center has to close by December 31st, the mayor is basically saying, take those resources back to the Tenderloin and provide the resources there, but just don't do it on 6th Street. Is that what's going on here?
Yes, and I just want to say their strategy of what they're doing now is going to become the community members' tragedy. Because these resources are connected to them in this area. And some folks are not going to be happy and won't be able to walk on the other side of the market, right? Others we do wellness checks with. I want to say removing the services off of 6th Street is a big mistake right now. Yeah.
Well, I wish we had more time. We learned about this over the weekend a couple days ago, and we decided to add this segment today. So we have to have a longer conversation. You know, I will say KALW, we're moving into our new building soon. We're 10 minutes from the Hospitality House. So we're going to be right in the neighborhood. And we really need to have these kinds of conversations because, as Henry points out, you know, businesses are concerned about what's happening in front of their doors. People really want to be safe walking anywhere in the city. Of course, anyone does. And then the question is, how do you deal with these issues from a humane perspective? I think this conversation just really needs to continue. And we're definitely going to have so many more, especially when we move into the neighborhood. I want to thank Joe Wilson, Executive Director of Hospitality House, Sherry Davis, the Hospitality House's 6th Street Center Program Manager, and Henry Karnilowitz, President of the Soma Business Association. I'm sorry this segment was so short, but we will definitely have you all back. Henry, we're out in about 10 seconds. Go ahead. All right, we're gonna have to have you all back. Thank you so much for joining us. There's gonna be an event right now at 169 6th Street to try to keep this center open. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.